10.
A 10 out of 10.
I interview a lot of women. Why do women say that they're all 10s?
Because other women say they're 10s. I don't know. Shit, bro.
I mean, yeah, that's probably right. They're just copying what they hear other women say. Ladies, have your own mind. Please have your own mind. None of you are really 10s. I mean, a woman being a 10 is so rare. It's really rare. So I don't want any of you ladies to think you're a 10, because 9 times out of 10, you're delusional and you're not, and you're just, you're really sabotaging your dating life if you think you're a 10 and you're not, because then you're going to go after 10s and not be able to lock one down and then be confused why you can't, because you're not a 10. It's okay to not be a 10.
Like, do you think that they genuinely believe that they're 10s?
No, it's an ego boost, bro.
Why are women so focused on egos? And do you think that that's helping or hurting our society?
No, it's definitely hurting for sure.
10s all around.
10s all around?
10s all around.
What they said, yeah.
10.
11.
They're all 10s. Yeah.
All 10s.
I mean, it's cool, man. Y'all getting attention from guys at bars. As far as actually having a healthy, happy relationship, it's probably not going to happen for any of these women. They're too far gone at this point. I mean, yeah, it's cute now. It's cute. Ain't going to end well for them, though.
It sure is. I do.
See you later.
That's how I felt at every job ever. Well, it's worse for other people because I've never faked it, really. I just don't talk, and everybody hates me and think I'm a weirdo, which is okay. Because it's like, look, none of these relationships are going to build in anything that lasts after this job. I don't care about building relationships with y'all. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but just look, let me just come in, do my job, and then when I'm done, go home. And it's funny because the people who are social, I hear y'all talking behind each other's back, so it's like I'm not missing out on nothing. But yeah, I feel his pain. I feel his pain. But one thing I want to point out here, never take an ex back. Never get back with somebody who it didn't work out with. It didn't work out for a reason. And chances are it's not going to work out again.
What would y'all rate yourselves right now?
Like how I look?
Yeah.
I would rate myself a solid 6.5. I would say 6.8.
What would you rate?
She just copying what her friend said. If her friend would have said, I'm a 10, I'm pretty sure that the green top chick would have said she a 10 too.
Here.
10. Rate you 10. Stop.
What would y'all rate me?
I would rate you a... honestly, a 9.5.
Why didn't you marry your child's father?
Why didn't I marry my daughter's father? Because I didn't want to. And he was, I mean, we were not, that was not the path that I took for a reason.
I'm asking why.
I just didn't want to. He wasn't marriage material.
But he was have a baby with material. And that's deeper than getting married. Because they still want to do them. They just want the baby and the check. They don't want a family. They don't want the structure that a man bring. They just want a baby and they want a check. That's why she didn't marry him. Marrying a man comes with responsibility and sacrifice. Women don't want that. Not modern women. Some do. Shout out to y'all if y'all in the comment section. Or if y'all watching this video. But most women don't.
But
he was birth material.
He was someone that I did have a child with.
No, ma'am.
And that's okay.
See, I want you to, the reason I'm doing this, ma'am, the reason I'm doing this is I want you to understand these women are so much character driven. And I want you to listen to the answers. Get over my tone. Listen to the intent.
You're single still, right?
Yeah.
How you like it? How
it's
you
amazing.
Like it?
And as you get older, too,
yeah.
It's even better.
Yeah.
Because now you're even more set in your ways. And you're not putting up with any bullshit. You might have put up with it 10, 15, yeah. 20 years ago. Yeah. All right, you know, yeah. Not anymore. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. You know? I'm so good.
You know, some chick, you know, you want to go kayak? Nah. Go yourself. Have fun. If you drown, I'll get contact with your family.
I mean, yeah. When men get older, we really don't have a desire to be in a relationship anymore. We've been there, done that. It wasn't that great. A lot of nagging, a lot of, you know, gaslighting from the woman, a lot of just negative things, bringing our spirit and energy down. No, I'm good. I just kick about myself. If only young guys knew what older guys knew when it came to being in long-term relationships with women. Ladies, I want you to make it a better experience for men long term to be in a relationship with you and live in the same house as you. That's what I want you to work on.
20 years ago, I'd be, yeah, let me tie one to the roof and go fucking kayak. Yeah, I'm good now. My testosterone's under 400. I'm not putting up with your bullshit anymore. I'm good. Go paint the garage yourself. I'll give you pussy if you go paint the garage. Nah, I'm good. I didn't even know we had a garage. I've been on the couch for the last 3 years.
I mean, yeah. Also, don't use, you know, what's between your legs to bargain with, ladies. It's just not right. It's just not okay.